بليغات.
Saituni, you read this many paras and rest. Resting is also ibadat, you need to rest also. So you switch over from one type of ibadat to another type of ibadat, another type of ibadat. Then the freshness remains. Now we say, but Sahaba Naunam used to read Quran whole night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stand in ibadat whole night. That is very true. Right? But we are weak. We are weak. Person goes to do weightlifting. He can't go pick up 80 kg, 90 kg first day when he goes in the gym. You know, but those people are picking up. How come I can't pick up? You tear all his muscles and everything. You dislocate one shoulder too. Now as he trains slowly from this weight to that weight, as this, that, slowly, slowly, and he builds himself up, and after that he can go one way. So this kitab here of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali is translated by Maulana Musa Qazi, Tabligh al-Din. So we were discussing last time with regards to the sins of the tongue. Quite a few things we discussed. Moving on with the same thing. The other problem with the tongue is fighting and arguing with the tongue and the thumbs. Because today's time, you talk with the thumbs, on the phone, the keyboard worries. So fighting and arguing. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever abstains from arguing whilst he is on the truth, he's right, what he's saying is right, his point is correct, right? But now the person who he's speaking to doesn't want to accept, that person is getting into an argument now. So now you abstain from arguing despite being correct. You abstain from arguing. A palace will be built for him in the highest level of Jannah. And whoever abstains from arguing whilst he is on the wrong, he's wrong, but I don't want to argue. Hey, khamosh, I'm wrong. For him also, a palace will be built for him on the edge of Jannah. Because that person too can argue. You see, pride doesn't want you to back off. Now you want to prove your point. You're wrong on the thing, you know you're wrong, but now how am I going to accept I'm wrong? Now I need to come from another angle. No, oh, but I meant it like that and like this. No, bhai, we can shake our head. But when the wife, we argue, then we can't back off and say, all right, Begum Sahiba, you're right. No, you must argue the point. So we must think of this hadith. Why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention these ahadith? Just think of the hadith. Now, even if I'm right now, I'm keep quiet. And you know this thing, I seen our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. One day on the Saudi Arabia flight, Now we went to read Salah. Now the Saudi Arabia used to have that little place in the back to read Namaz. We went to read and the pilot also came. He too came to read Namaz. So he read the namaz, so after he read the namaz, he said, now we read Asad namaz, So Hazrat is telling him that no, we won't make jama, he want to make jama, so no. So he is giving Hazrat now, in English if we were talking, he's like telling you, but you're silly or something. What's wrong with you? Don't you know this is the hadith? Well, you know, this is, he's telling him, like, you know. And Hazrat is just listening to him. He don't know who he's talking to. He's a pilot. Okay? You know who he's talking to. But Hazrat never tell him, just heard him. Listen to him. But he still never make the jama. You see? He never make the jama. You think I'm foolish, I'm stupid. The way he's going to sit to explain to this person mazahib now and him all the dala'il and everything. He just kept quiet. Listen to him, whatever you want to say. And I finish saying, khalas. You carry on, do your thing. We'll read later. You don't get into an argument. I used to say one nice thing in Arabic. The meaning of it was, whoever looks at the place from where all decisions are made, in other words, Allah, your focus is on Allah Ta'ala, then he doesn't waste his days having disputes with people, court cases with people and all. He doesn't waste his days in that. لا يفني أيامه بمخاصمة الناس. He doesn't waste his days in having arguments and court cases with people. So if we are right also, what's the use arguing? A person doesn't want to accept, you don't accept it. Surely, you made your point. Neither doesn't want to accept the point, surely finish. And if you're wrong, then all the more reason to be quiet. And if you be quiet, even if you're wrong, there to Allah is rewarding you. Because you could have continued arguing. What is the definition of arguing? What's the meaning of arguing? To object to the speech of another. You're objecting to somebody else. Somebody said something, you're objecting to that person, what he said. And you're finding fault with what he said. Right? See, one is to disagree. That's not arguing. Arguing is, I'm finding fault with what you said. What you said, I am objecting to it. I'm finding fault with it. Whether I'm finding fault in the words you used or in the meaning you used. This generally occurs due to one of two reasons. One reason is, I want to highlight my greatness. I know. I got excellence in speech. And all this is due to pride. The second reason is, I want to silence that person. I want to finish him up. Silence him. That too is done out of pride. But I'm going to get out of silencing the person. So both things are done out of pride. If what is being said is correct, then it is necessary to accept it. If what is being said is incorrect, then according to the mawqa, if it is a situation, the person is saying something incorrect. Now what he's saying, this new car, right? All the engines are packing up. But you like that car. Now he made a statement, he said, all engines are packing up. But you know 3-4 people who got the car, the engine not packing up. Now what's the use getting into an argument about this? He said it like that. Khamosh. It doesn't affect me in any way. It doesn't affect the deen in any way. That's his opinion. But just keep quiet. Why must I voice anything here? However, if it is to do with deen, Imam Ghazali is saying, if there is some religious benefit, then it's not permissible to remain silent. Then you can't keep quiet. Right? But our situation is, when it is to do with dunya, we will argue. When it's to do with deen, to do with deen, there we say, no, you must show akhlaq, you must use your hikmat, you know, all that story. But to do with dunya, oh, we will argue. Yeah? We will argue, we will finish the person up. There we forget about hikmat. There it's the principle of the matter. The principle of the matter. Yeah? To do with deen, no way, you must have some hikmat. No, never mind. No, it's the other way around. When it comes to dunya, what are you going to argue about dunya? Dunya is like a scrap yard. Now, what are you going to argue about the scrap now? The people are all standing there to sell the scrap metal. And you're arguing about better metal than the other one. All is scrap metal. So you're going to argue over the dunya now. Somebody say this car is no good. Somebody say that one is good. Somebody say, no, this building is like that. This building, this design is... No problem, you carry on, talk about it, it's your problem. You don't have to argue about it. But if it's to do with deen, then a person can't remain silent. But then too, you advise with compassion, not with harshness. You advise with compassion, not with harshness. And you see, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you clarify the matter one time. It's necessary to clarify the matter, right? You clarify the matter one time. But you don't have to get into an argument with anybody. The person doesn't want to accept. You explain to him, right? You take, because this thing happens all the time, you take the same masla we're talking about, jama bain as-salatain, take the same masla. You're traveling. You stop at the garage, zuhur time, you read zuhur namaz, now one, two, satis, they say, no, let's read our asad to one time. Let's make jama. They're Hanafis, they're not Shafis. They said, let's make jama. So you tell them that no, we'll stop again for Asr Namaz. No, but I was traveling with this Mufti and he made jama. What's your problem? But Imam Yusuf and Imam Muhammad, they call is this. Now he's giving you all. So, khamosh. You told him one time. You see, as Hanafis, you're not supposed to do this. As Hanafis, we read each namaz in its time. We don't take two namazes and read it in one time slot. In the other mazahib, it may be permissible. It's permissible in the other mazahib. While they're musafir, they can do. But jama'ah, all these ustads are here now, so the words are coming to mind. To make jama hakiki, you know, to read two namazes in one time slot, that's not allowed for Hanafi. Jama suri is fine. What is jama suri? Now you're traveling, you mustn't do it normal, because you can't make jama if you're not traveling. Now say for example, you're traveling, so you delay the asr. To the last time that you can read Asr. You read your Asr, you just wait a few minutes. Maghrib time came in, now you read your Maghrib. But you read your Asr in Asr time. You read your Maghrib in Maghrib time. That is called Jama Suri. Out of the looks like you made Jama, but it's not Jama. You read each Namaz in its own time slot. Right? So that is fine. But to read both the Namazes in one time slot, this is not allowed. For a Hanafi, is not allowed. Now if the person is telling you, but this Mufti said that, this one said that, in this Kitab I said that. But I told you, what the Masla, Right? Now, then you do what you want to do. If you feel you want to make jama, carry on. Asar time we'll stop, we'll read asar again. And we are going to stop. But if you feel you want to do this, then you got your fatwa, your mufti told you all, then that's your thing now. What are we going to do? We can't fight with you, get into an argument with you. So you make your, you mention what is haq. You mention it, what is haq, one time, finish. Now the person wants to argue, then don't get into arguments. Don't get into arguments, there's no need to get into arguments. And whatever you mention with compassion, not in a hard way, harsh way. Hazrat Masrullah Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, haq baat. Number one, what you're saying must be the truth. Haq ke liye. The reason for what you're saying it is also a correct reason. That means you're saying it for Allah Ta'ala. Haq tariqe se. And the manner in which you're saying it is a correct manner also. Then it must have effect. Sometimes what you're saying is haq. But you're not saying it for Allah. You're saying it to boast, or you're saying it to prove a point or something. Then it's not going to take effect. And sometimes you're saying it for Allah Ta'ala too, but then the manner in which we're going about saying it, that manner is incorrect. Then it's not going to be received well. Person on the other hand is not going to receive it well. One person mentioned to me, he says that I get into an argument with the person, and in the end, I think that I shouldn't have argued with this person at all because he doesn't have the capacity to reason. It's a nice way of saying he's stupid. So we mustn't think like that also. We mustn't think like that. We mustn't look down on the next person. Maybe he misunderstood this thing or he's been misled. Right. But we mustn't consider people foolish and stupid and all that. If somebody is behaving in a foolish manner, then rather move away. We too behave in a foolish manner sometimes. Anytime a person can behave in a foolish manner, move away. But don't look down on the next person. He's stupid, he's dumb, he can't understand. Why am I even breaking my head with him? Why am I even talking with him? So that is with regards to arguing, right? Then joking with people. So any excessive joking, not to say joking is not allowed, excessive joking too much, this leads to an abundance of laughter. This abundance of laughter suffocates the spiritual heart. Too much laughter suffocates the spiritual heart. It creates enmity and it diminishes one's awe and dignity. That waqar is diminished because he's known as a joker. Always laughing, jokes and carrying on. And you see, sometimes when a person talks too much and laughs too much, then the unfortunate thing is sometimes they don't know when to stop too much. And good moments get lost. I remember their senior alim, Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Mehta, he moved away to LA years ago. I mean, we're still living in Ali, but he moved away to Ali. I know Awazat Ma'abdul Haq Magda Sahib and Mona Ahmad Sadiq Saab were satis. These two communicate, Hazrat Tumi himself, these two communicate on a regular basis, they communicate. So my father and Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Saab also were friends. There is some sort of a family tie also. The same as Luqman and Anas and Muaz, their grandfather's brother. So he served in Peter Maritzburg for a while. So people in Peter Maritzburg knew him. So once he came down, he doesn't come down often. He came down and they had dawat at somebody's house, was lunch dawat. He was just going to be there for a short while, no program, nothing. It was just that lunch dawat. And they invited a few people from the town. So we like two fairies also, we got chucked in now because it's a must call it. You know, people who are making imamat and things like that, so call them. So we were also invited. Now there's so much that you want to hear from this man, right? He moved away to Adi so many years ago. What's the halat there? What's up? So much you can benefit from him. And then he had sohbatul Hazrat Imam Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi. So now you can hear something, some advice, some malfuzat. But there was one elderly chacha there, and he was a joker. He was joking. And the same jokes, every time you hear the same jokes, same tricks, same jokes, every time you hear the same thing. Now, he's going on and on with his jokes. And Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Saab, meter, they're more like a reserved person. He's not a talker, not the monogaries. Now you'd have to ask him something, then slowly maybe he'll talk something. He was not talking. But this man not giving a chance. Not giving a chance. Even if you ask Mana something, Mana, you heard this one, right? Not giving a chance. So that whole mocha went away. Listening to jokes and tricks. Right? Now he's thinking, he's making light of the moment or whatever, but there's a time and place for everything. So one, two jokes is okay, break the ice a little bit, make everybody feel comfortable. Now to go on and on and on, this is kuffar's time. You have one program only for jokes. You have one. You pay, buy a ticket and you go only to hear jokes. In Deen there is equilibrium. There is a balance. Joking is like salt to the food. A little bit salt in the food, like that. So when a person laughs and jokes too much, then people don't respect him anymore too. You know, waqar, like a he's a joker. It has to have some dignity, has to be some waqar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily a man utters a statement by which he makes his companions laugh. Due to this, he is thrown further than Suraya. Suraya, the name of a star. However, there is no harm in occasional lightheartedness, especially with one's wife and children. You mustn't have a solemn mood at home. The wife and children, you must cheer them up. Crack a joke here, some lighthearted moment there, to cheer them up so that the environment, we're saying they must stay at home. But you got to make the environment at home pleasant. They enjoy your company now. They come home. They enjoy your company. They're waiting for you to come because you will bring some light in the home. So to cheer them up, This was even the practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, even in joking, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would only speak the truth. In most of the hadith kitabs, you'll find one chapter on the jokes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this one incident is always mentioned there. That one old woman had come, right? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the old woman won't enter Jannah. So she heard this, she was so worried, she began crying. So she thought, no, old lady is not going to go to Jannah. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained that she will be transformed into a young woman and then she'll go to Jannah. Suhaib Ranaunu's son, Abu Umair. So he had a bird, like a paltu bird, you know, like a pet, what you would call. And the thing died. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala al-Nughayr. It's a joke with him, like to pick his spirits up a little bit. And once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu, he was eating khajur, but he had a problem with his eye. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you're eating khajur in your eye is sore. He said, no, I'm eating with the other eye. Joking, a light hearted, chewing with the other side, eating that. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even ran a race with Aisha and Nana, but in parda, in seclusion, not now going and doing this bank. They have the thing here in Marisburg, one of these banks they have, no, they still have. Now, when you tell the people mustn't go, they give you this hadith. You know, ladies mustn't go and all, they give you this. You know, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ran race with Aisha. Where? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ran with her in order to please her, to make her happy. So there's no harm in that. There's no problem in that. One person came to, one sahabi, one came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted an animal now, a conveyance, you know. Conveyance to go in jihad, to use my conveyance. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him the baby of a camel. So now he's thinking now, now we get one camel baby. I'm going to go in jihad with it. So he explained himself, like, you know, he needs an animal he can ride. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, even if he's big, even if he's a camel's baby, has to be a baby of a camel. So lightheartedness, no? Cheerfulness, lightheartedness. One time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is returning from the battle, coming near Medina Munawara. They call the Sahabi. He got married. Because he got married just before they went for the battle. He got married, asked him a few things. What kind of lady you married and all that. If you're married, you go, you know. Because man is newly married, and obviously he's be, you know, have a shock now to go to his wife. The journey is over. They hear, Nabi Sassam's habit was to camp outside Madinah Munawara, the next day go masjid, read two rakats, meet the people, and after that you go. So he told him, alright, never, you go, friend, you go. So that human element that was present in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knife. Sometimes we think that piety is to be serious all the time. Serious. It's not like that. You have to be light-hearted, be cheerful, and play one, two games with the children. Make them also feel like they're doing something. You can't just tell them I sit around in the house and then don't do nothing too. You have to keep them busy too, do certain things, spend some time with them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let's stop there. Inshallah, after Asr Salah, if anybody got any questions. pertaining to some Islahi matter or something, then we'll spend a few minutes with the questions, and then about 15 minutes before Maghrib, then we can engage in some infiradi ibadat, infiradi dua. And then after Isha, inshallah, we'll read some kalam either. Tonight is Monday night, so we'll have some advices first, maybe some kalam, some ijtimai dua. So, one is this, we're sitting together in this ta'aleem, right? But now, we need to see now, how much tilawat I'm going to make for the day. How much durood sharif I'm going to read for the day. And in these days, I'm supposed to be reading third kalima. So how many times I'm going to read that? So all that also must take place. You have to do all that also. Can't only feel that now no, I'm setting a program. So my work is over. No, our time must be spent nicely. Spend the time nicely. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, I'm very lazy. I like to have programs, you know. So you sit with friends and discuss the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Speak about the friends of Allah. No one better. At least we can cash in the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pakul ask, in al mutahabbina fiyya, wal mutajalisina fiyya, wal mutazawirina fiyya, wal mutabadilina fiyya. We are those who love one another only for my sake. They sat with one another only for my sake. They visited one another only for my sake. They spent on one another only for my sake. So the group will stand up and say, Bo, Jao Jannat. At least we can cash in there. Allah fuck make it a reality. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله